Well, how about my grandparents, Mumu and Papa? Why don't you talk about them one at a time, their names and what you remember, or anything significant about either of them?
Okay. Well, my dad was is Nat Volkla, obviously, and he married Vina Lepikorpi. I don't know what year that was. And Fina, her full name is Adafina, was my mother. And she was born in on October 1st, 1882. Matt was born in September 10th, 1885 in Alajärvi, Finland. And Fina was born in Sikainen, Finland.
And they both came, but they both, Matt came over with his mom, a group of
with
kids.
With his mother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Fina, did she come over with her parents then? Do you know how that happened? Did you?
For some reason, I don't know how my mother got here. All I know is that my dad did come with his mother, and he was about age 15 at the time when he came over.
What that also reminds me of is I guess your grandmother coming over with all those children as a single parent. I think that she must have been an astoundingly courageous person.
Well, I guess she had to be, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I know that the only thing they do quote is that when she got here, she said, "Well, here we are in the promised land." But she had three children with her. As I remember, it would have been Hannah, who was younger than my dad. My dad was 15, and Hannah, I suppose, was 12 or 13. And Matt, my dad, and I guess that's all, just those two. The others had come ahead before her already. That's right. He came from the village of Pokala, which was a village in Finland. They named villages after fairly large farms.
So apparently your family had a fairly large farm over in Finland then?
I don't know what the acreage it was, but must have been fairly a fair size, at least big enough to be named as a village. Uh-huh. Koti, they call them kotis.
Okay, it's like the word for village.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To get off the subject a minute, you went over there with Mom and Julie and Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Did Barb go too?
No, this was Julian, Jim's trip. They Barb and Debbie had their trip to San Francisco before that. So although they both took care of part of their own trip, so we didn't give them quite that good a trip.
But you went to the town of Finland, Guthi of Finland.
We went to
Pokala.
We went to Pokala, uh-huh. And unfortunately, we had never been in touch with any of our relatives there, and there was a fellow named Marty Pokala, who we visited with briefly outside, but he didn't invite us inside and into the house. And of course, these are rural people, and I think that rural people are maybe suspicious of others, or maybe they thought we were coming to claim our inheritance because we did introduce ourselves as being relatives. And I would imagine this Marty must have been probably a first or second cousin, but we never did find that out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, unless you had something more about your parents, about your brothers and sisters, maybe talk a little bit about, say, in order about them and anything that comes to mind.
Okay, I'll just mention a little bit more about where Grandpa Matt was born and raised up to age 15. It was a beautiful spot, and there was a lake not too far from there, and I don't remember whether I asked him if they used to go swimming to this lake or not. They must have, because there was a fair-sized lake not too far from the house, from the dwelling.